So, my mom isn't here right now, so this is the perfect time to do this. Guys, the day has come. It is the day. I don't know how to feel. Look, to be honest, I have glimpses or little moments where I feel extremely excited and kind of like, I don't know what's gonna happen. And that kind of excites me. But then also, I get a bit stressed and nervous. And I don't know why I'm getting stressed and nervous because a lot of this stuff is out of my control. But anyway, at the moment right now, I'm excited. My mom is in the mall. I don't know what she's doing, but the day is here. And I'm so happy because that means that the day is almost over. And I want it to be over so badly. I know I should have fun, but I want it to be over. But I've got my makeup done. I've got my hair done now. I'm just gonna go home and kind of just chill for a little bit. And then put on the dress. So this is from past. I mean, yeah, from past and later future and lady. It's today. Today, and I really want to have fun today. So, yeah, back to you, future lady. So, yeah. I don't think you know what this is. But it's okay, I'm going to tell you. But firstly, welcome and what's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Never Alone podcast with me, your host and friend, hopefully, Lady Manuba. And thank you for joining me today. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon, it's kind of like midday. Well, it was sunny, but it's not anymore, so I don't know what's going on, but nevertheless, it's a beautiful day. And not that you care, but I'm kind of rocking a perm. I'll get into why, and obviously this episode might be a bit like what is happening, but all will be explained in a little bit. But first and foremost, I think it's been a while, so with that being said, self-check-in moment. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're happy. I hope you're healthy, and I hope you're taking care of yourself today and every other day for that matter. And I hope you have an amazing, a great day. And I hope you had a great day, depending on what time you're listening to this. Or if your day didn't go so swell, it's okay. It happens to the best of us, but I know that it'll get better and the sun will rise again and we move on. So that being said, thank you again for joining me for today's episode. So I want to get into it right away because I don't have much time, but I don't want to rush. So what was I gonna say? So the title is obviously Farewell, Folks, but it is actually, so it does sound like I'm leaving, but I'm not leaving. Trust me, I'm not leaving. It's just I had my matric farewell literally yesterday. So it's Friday today. I had it on Thursday night. And to explain what a matric farewell is, if you live in like South Africa, you already know the deal, you already know what's going on. But if you don't, it's basically the equivalent to a prom, like in the US, I guess, when they have prom and you bring someone, and it's just an evening to kind of celebrate your grade and your year, with these groups of people who you've been in high school with for like, I'll say 4 years. So that's kind of what it is. It was a nice, beautiful evening. And that's what happened yesterday. So that's why I have like a perm. I think it's a perm. Apparently it's called an S curl, but if I look at it, I'm like, this is 100% a perm. Now, to be honest, I'm not mad, but it's also not like my thing. It was only for one night. A lot of what I did was only just for this night. And doing my hair was one of the things. One of the things I do like though is that my hair is extremely soft. I love that. But I think on Monday, I'm going to shave it. I'm going to shave it. Now, don't worry. I am going to post the picture, so watch out on the Twitter and maybe the Instagram. I'm obviously, there were photos being taken. I don't want to be too serious about it. I'll post one genuine photo and you can see like my hair was kind of like jelly and whatever. So if you want to see those photos, be on the lookout. But I just wanted to take this. I know it's kind of dumb, I guess, to dedicate an entire episode to this, but, and you're probably like, we don't care. We really don't care. And you know what? If you don't care, I totally get it. But I really hope that you can stick around and stay with me as I tell the story. It's not really a story, it's just like a recap of what happened the night, the pre events, and then the actual evening, and then the post events. So I think it's gonna be fun. So if you just wanna hang out and listen to me, if this is background noise to you, that's also fine. But if you really wanna listen and kind of be with me on this little thing, then come on right along. So with that being said, I think I should just jump like right into it because I feel like there's a lot to say, but also not really. So with that being said, let's talk about the pre-preparations. That's what I wanted to say. Preparations. So I have like a couple of voice notes. Not even, I only have like two voice notes, but I only play them like when they're appropriate. You've obviously already heard one. And a lot of this required, now to be honest, I think my mom was more into it than I was, to be honest, and I'll get into that a bit later, but let's start at the very beginning. So we obviously found out about this matric farewell in like January, or we always know about it, but it was only in September. So I was like, I'm not gonna think about this now, because at the time, like January, February, I had so much going on that this matric farewell was the least of my worries. It was like, I'm not thinking about this. I'm not going to be concerned about my dress, my makeup, my hair, a partner, pre-drinks, venue, after party. All of that literally did not matter to me at all. So I only really started, I want to say, being aware that this is happening quite soon. Like in August, so that's like a month before, and I know that that's extremely late because literally from March, I was hearing people already getting their dresses done, doing their hair tests, and getting their dresses made, and I was like, wow, people are open, people are on it, and good for them, but for me, I just had too much going on to think about a farewell, honestly, and it's no shade to them, but yeah, so I think my mom was more into it than I was. She started asking me questions like, so when is this farewell thing? Or what are we doing? And stuff like that. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know where to start. So as like time approached, she was like, we have to like sort this out because there's like T minus 3 weeks until the actual farewell. And I was like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. So I had to get the dress made. Now, let me tell you about this process. This process of like picking a dress was an absolute nightmare. And this is like a prime example of my mom and I and who we are as people, right? So obviously, my mom and me, I'm her daughter. But we are literally polar opposites in everything. Well, not everything, but most things. Music, in fashion, in literally everything. So it's such a nightmare to kind of agree on something, if that makes sense. So when my mom was asking me like, what kind of dress do you want, and I was like, I don't want like too much, because I'm a very very simple person. It's very like in my, I'm gonna talk about like comfort zone in a little bit, but I'm very simple. I like to keep things kind of, I don't say classy, but simple. Nothing too complicated. So I originally wanted like a silk dress, kind of loose, but not too loose. And it would just be nice, and I guess chic is the right word, and simplistic. It's simple, but makes a statement, if that makes sense. So I was on Google and I was searching these photos. I was like, oh, I love this dress. I love just this dress. And then she would give this look at the dress like, no. And there was a time where she was like, no, you're not gonna wear this. And I'm like, why? And she'd be like, no, this is a farewell. Like, and with these farewells, people go kind of all out. And I was just sticking to me being simple. And she was like, no. And then I'd be like, but this is what I want. And she was like, no. And it was so like back and forth. We were bashing heads, bumping heads all the time. And then it was so, it got to a point, I think, at the time where we were all, my cousin, my mom, and I were all sitting like in the living room, and she forced me to look at a dress. Now, if you really think about this, she wanted a dress that she liked. Like, if you really think about it, she didn't like the dress. I loved my dress that I saw, but she wanted a dress that she would like. And so at a certain point, I had to find a dress that she would like. And I'd be like, oh, okay, but I don't want to wear this. And look, let me just read you something. And I'm gonna say this very often throughout this episode, because when I talk about this, it sounds really, really bad. So let me find it first. Oh my gosh, where is it? Oh, here it is. Farewell, folks. I said here, I know it sounds like I'm pooping on my mom. You know what I mean when I say pooping, quotation marks, but we don't use foul language here. Pooping on my mom, but I'm truly grateful and appreciative for her efforts. I'm gonna say that a lot throughout this episode because then again, my mom and I really bash heads. And it's not a bad thing, it's just that we're very, very different. And to an extent, I don't think that she kind of. It's annoying for me, like, I hate it, but it is who we are. And we kind of have to embrace that difference, our differences and stuff like that. But it's, yeah. Anyway, so it was. I remember we were sitting in the living room, and there was a point where I was literally tearing up. Because she would like shout at me for if I picked a dress that I'd like, but she didn't like it. And she's very like glamorous, and you can see like the contrast. She's very glamorous and out there. I'm the complete opposite. I like to keep it low key but simple and nice. So there was a point where I literally started crying and tearing up, and I was like in my head, why am I crying over a dress? But then I think to myself, was I really crying about the dress? You know, and I was trying to like get deeper into what was really going on, but I was crying and I was like, oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. Why am I crying about a dress? Now, I know, yeah, I felt very like, oh my word. And then that whole process took about like 30 minutes. And then we finally got to like, we had like two sessions like that, if that makes sense. But the last one, we kind of came to an agreement with a dress. It was simple but had some sparkles, which was nice. I liked it. And then my mom was like, okay, she was like, this is acceptable. That was the tone that she was giving me. It wasn't like she loved it. It wasn't like this is her favorite thing in the entire world. It was like, this is okay. This will do. You know, it's okay. And I was like, whatever, fine. So finally came to like an agreement that okay, this is our inspo behind the dress. And obviously there was like three options, and we kind of pulled inspiration from three different options. Now look, wait, I'll say this in the end. But so that was the dress business finish, which was fine. So then we had to go to this lady who got our dress made. Now I don't want to talk about this lady because I don't like name dropping and mentioning other people and just talking about them without them kind of being aware, if that makes sense. But she was nice. She was really kind enough to deal with my family, my very uncertainty, my mom and my cousins. So she was very patient with us, and she was like, okay, we can do this. So I think the dress got made within 2 weeks or a week and a half, which was amazing, and it was a beautiful dress, to say the least. I think on the photos you will see. So that was the dress business finish. Now it was makeup. Now let's talk makeup for a second. Now we only actually did makeup, I want to say four, or started talking about it 4 days before the actual thing. And then I obviously, knowing me, I wanted a natural look. And she was like, my mom was like, okay, but she was more okay with the natural look. You know, we kind of saw eye to eye there, but there was still a bit of like, she wanted a bit of glamour, and I was like, no, just keep it natural, because I don't like makeup. And every time I think about makeup, now I don't wear makeup on the daily because I'm just constantly doing things that make me sweat, so it just doesn't make sense for me to be wearing makeup. But if I think about makeup, I think about what I think Olivia Rodrigo said in a Vogue beauty thing. I think it was like, we don't use makeup to cover up whatever, but you use it to kind of, I am I using this word right, to accent ex, what to ex, accentuate your features, right? Like, to emphasize it, if that makes sense. Let me actually search what this means. I don't want to use words in incorrect context. How do you spell accentuate? Accentuate. But you know what I mean. Like, to kind of... his jacket. Yeah, you understand what I mean. Like, you don't want to use makeup to cover up, but to kind of, you know, make it, like, you know, really show off your features. That makes sense. So that was the thing. So I didn't want anything to cover up, because I like my face. My face is okay. I don't hate it. So I didn't want to feel like I'm, you know, yeah. So that's why I wanted, like, a natural look. And we were pretty understanding about that. And then my mom had this lady, my mom's friend knew someone else who does makeup quite well. And then we talked to her, and she did it great. So we went for a makeup test 2 days before the actual thing. And it was, like, she did it, and I was like, this is perfect. I love this. And then, yum, the makeup went really, really quick. And I remember, so this is, mind you, this is my... a lot of these experiences that is happening is, like, a very first for me. Things like makeup, hair, getting nails done, and, you know, kind of going through a dress process. It's all, like, a first for me. Then again, because I think I'm an athlete, so a lot of the stuff, I don't do this kind of things a lot. But I love watching the stuff and doing it and kind of being fascinated by the whole process and all the processes. But me personally, like, doing it, not really. And it's not, yeah. So when I got my makeup done, it was like, whoa. And I was like, who is this person? Like, really? And then I showed my cousin a photo, and she was like, oh my gosh. Like, everyone I knew was extremely shocked about how I looked. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, you're finally a lady and stuff like that, which I will get into, because that's low-key shade. And I will get into that in a bit. But everyone was like, oh my gosh, who is that? Like, I didn't even look like me, you know. And it was so interesting to see myself, like, in a different way, because I'm so used to seeing myself, like, you know, without makeup and stuff like that. So it was, like, really, really strange. And then I remember when I wanted to take it off, because when I had it on, my face was so itchy. Like, so I would, like, want to rub my eyes, or just, like, you know, rub my face, because it's just, like, itchy, and I was very irritable. But I couldn't do that because I had makeup on, and they would, like, smudge. Excuse me. So that was very, like, unfortunate. That was a very, like, negative for me, a big negative, that I couldn't, like, touch my face, because, like, my eye would be itchy, but no, I have eyeshadow on. Or my nose, or my eyebrows would be itchy, and I want to scratch, but no, I've got eyebrow stuff on. So yeah, that happened. And then there was something else I wanted to say about the makeup. No, makeup was fine, to be honest. And then I took it off. It was a nightmare taking it off. And then, oh yes, so when I went to do the makeup test, now I don't know what this is about. Like, I don't know what it is, but I think it's genetic, because my mom also has it. But I guess you could say I'm, like, hairy, if that makes sense. Meaning, I have, like, a full-blown mustache. Well, okay, I'm being a bit dramatic, but I have hair there where the mustache is, and it's very, very noticeable. Like, it looks like I have a mustache. And then also on my chin, I have, like, two hairs growing, singular hairs growing individually. And I like to call that my little beard type goatee thing. And then also under my lip, there's, like, hair grows. And then I have, like, a very, like, unibrow, and I've got very bushy eyebrows, so you could say I'm a bit hairy. Now my mom also has, like, those two individual hairs on her chin, and also we have, like, mustache. But, like, this mustache, it's so, like, in your face, and no one told me. Now I don't hate it. Like, I honestly couldn't care less, but when I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my word, like, my mustache is literally going over, like, my lips. Like, I can see the hair, you know? So I had to, like, literally shave. Well, no, my mom took a blade, I think the day before I had to do the makeup. She took a or 2 days before, she took a blade and she did my mustache and the beard thing and then my unibrow. And then she also like did my eyebrows, which was the first time I've ever done that. Because why? I do not trust people touching my eyebrows. Now, I like then like I said, I like my face. You know, I don't hate it. So when someone wants to do something to like change it or alter it, I get a bit iffy. So then that's why I don't like go pluck my eyebrows. My mom like bladed my eyebrows or something and it looked really nice. Like they're like in shape, because before they were just bushy and they had some sort of shape but not very structured. But then she had a bit of a mishap. Now luckily, well, I noticed, most people didn't notice, but I noticed that my mom kind of bladed way too much on my one. So the one is literally shorter than the other, and I don't know how to feel about it. I mean, I don't care now. But at the time, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so noticeable. And then I remember my cousin would tell me and be like, oh my word, you look so weird. Because for the first time ever, I actually, you know, did my eyebrows and kind of put makeup on and stuff like that. And then again, I looked like a lady, whatever that's supposed to mean. So that was the makeup part. The hair, I literally did on the day. That morning of the farewell, the morning of the farewell, I went to the hair salon and they did my hair. Now, to be honest, they didn't do what I initially wanted them to do, but then they did like this perm thing I have now, and then it all worked out in the end, to be honest. So I truly believe everything happens for a reason, and things happen the way they should, and it ended up really well. So I don't know what to do with this perm. Then again, I think I'm going to cut it off on Monday. But for now, I'm enjoying my little soft hair. I've got short hair, if you don't know that. So that's the pre stuff done. Well, and then obviously, as I said, my mom kind of went, I don't want to say all out for this, but she kind of went all out for this. And it was a lot. Now, as I said before, my mom and I are very opposite. So she was going to an extent where she was like rearranging our entire living room, putting couches outside in like the braai area, and then making like an open space living room. And then there was a couch and there was balloons, there was everything. And I was like, oh my gosh. Now, as I said, I'm not pooping on my mom. I'm super grateful and appreciative of her efforts and everyone, because even family friends came and helped with like setting up with the food. We literally had 2 whole platters of food, and I was like, oh my word. And then we had more food, and it was a lot. Like, it was a lot. And we got a photographer, and it was like, oh my gosh. And that's kind of what made me super stressed and anxious about the day. And now, since we're there, let's talk about the day. But before that, I want to play a voice recording. Now, a little bit of context. This voice recording, I was on my way to tennis. Now, more context. I got out of the car, but I'm going to cut that out because that's loud. I got out of the car and then I was walking to tennis. So as I'm walking, you can hear me walking on the gravel. So that's kind of like unpleasant to listen to, but it's okay. So I'm going to play you this recording, and yeah, just listen to it. And then we'll chat afterwards about the actual farewell.
This is okay. So it's a day before, my farewell, and, it's hectic. Now, if you know me, and maybe by now, through this podcast, this isn't my scene. These podcasts, it's not my scene to do a whole farewell. Like I said somewhere that it was my first time doing nails, first time putting makeup on, I guess voluntarily. The last time I put makeup on was when I was 10 years old, and it's just a lot. So basically what's happening right now is that at my house, it's just a lot is going on. There's balloons, there's food, it's just, and I feel, I guess to describe it, I think it's overwhelmed, but also very uncomfortable and out of my depth in a sense. And basically what I can say is that I just want it to be over now, I want it to be over. Literally. Now, this isn't to say that I don't appreciate my mom's effort to try and make this as memorable as possible, but in a weird, twisted way, I'll get into it in the podcast more, but it's very interesting how it's going about. So this is a lot of balloons, and it's just not me, a lot of it. So, and I'm also kind of thinking about my partner. Now, my partner, I just want them to be comfortable and kind of feel, you know, okay. Because they're, in a sense, kind of like me, where they're very quiet. They're not very glamorous, in a sense. And my family is the opposite. My family is the exact opposite. They like to go over the top, which I love that about them. But it can be a lot. So I feel, I'm walking to tennis now, but it feels like a lot. And for the first time in, I guess, years, to be honest, I'm glad to be going to tennis. You know, it doesn't feel like a drag to come to tennis training, you know. So that's a plus, but it's just a lot at the moment. But all we said, back to you, future Naledi. This is past Naledi telling you what's cooking, what's going on, and all that jazz. So back to you, and take it away.
Oh, thank you, past Naledi. I actually forgot that I did that, so, yeah. Two things to say, and I think I want to say this so I can get out of the way. So, if you listened to that, hopefully you did. There was a part where I said that it feels like a lot, the whole thing. And my mom was organizing everything, she was doing everything, which was amazing. Now, I couldn't help, now I feel so, so guilty for thinking this. But I hate to be, like, dishonest with myself. And a part of me felt like, I'm just going to say it, and obviously this is no shade to my mom at all, a part of me felt like, because I had this interesting conversation with my cousin like days prior, a part of me felt like this whole, this preparation and everything, a part of me felt like she was doing it for her as well, because she also wanted to remember this as this moment as well, which is totally valid and appropriate, but a lot of what she was doing felt like it was more for her than it was for me, you know, in a sense. Even like starting from like the dress, maybe she wanted a nice dress, but was it something that I liked, or was it something that she liked, you know, how I did my hair, my makeup, my nails, because she always questioned everything that I did, which is okay, and I understand, but a part of me felt like she wanted to make this very memorable. And yeah, not to say that that's wrong, then again, all her feelings are valid, but there was a little moment where I felt like this was more her farewell than it was mine. And that's not a, you know, I'm just being extremely honest, because I don't want to be dishonest and kind of beat around the bush, but that was the truth of the matter. And that's that, you know, I can't do anything about it, that was it. But there was, that doesn't mean that she didn't want to make this memorable for me. That doesn't mean that she didn't care about how I felt at all. Look, she is my mother and I am her daughter, so it makes sense. But that was only a little bit, and I could tell that she wanted to make this very nice and stuff like that, and she really cared about, you know, certain things. So I'm really, really grateful, and it all worked out in the end. I'm really, really grateful for what she did. Literally, she did everything. She phoned people to help do my makeup and hair and everything, and I'm very, very thankful and appreciative for all her efforts in making this, because it is very memorable, a very memorable day, not just for me, but for everyone who was involved. So no hate, no shade to my mom. I'm not pooping on her, you know. I'm just being honest. And I think I would hate myself if I wasn't, but it'd be a disservice to myself if I wasn't honest. So there's nothing wrong in being honest. It's just, it is what it is, to be honest. So now that awkwardness is out of the way, I spoke about my partner as well. Now, I'm going to keep this very brief and short, but that, I think, you know what's interesting? The pre-stuff, like the before the actual event, was what was stressing me the most. And I felt like I wasn't stressing for me. I was stressing for my partner, you know, because I already told the story about how he asked me to go. It wasn't that glamorous. Literally, after a lesson at school, he just asked me, do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, sure, it's going to be fun. And we that was it. That was literally our whole ordeal. So, and my partner, he's very quiet, if that makes sense. He's very, you know, closed off and shy, doesn't speak that much. And my family is the opposite. So I was like, how in the world is it going to be that he comes here with a very loud and extravagant family? And I love that for them. And I love that about them. And then he comes here and everyone's loud in the music. And it was so, like, that was the part I wanted to be over so quickly. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. And they were like shouting in his face. And you know, we speak in Xhosa, so they were speaking in Xhosa around him. It was just like really weird and awkward. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want this to be over. And then we took a lot of photos. There were so many photos taken. And then we finally left. I was like, the worst of it is over. The worst of it is over. So yeah. And then, yeah, I was more concerned for my partner than I was for me, to be honest. But it's over now. So I've got nothing much to say for the actual event, but I actually had a lot of fun. And it was really nice to see our grade, you know, in a different light, because I was saying that I'm so used to seeing them in uniform, like every single day. That's all I see them in. So to see them kind of glam up and dress up, you know, was a treat. It was like our own Met Gala, to be honest. And it literally could have been, because everyone showed up and showed out. Everyone was gorgeous, like beautiful. It was actually insane. Honestly, there were some people I didn't even recognize. I was like, oh my word, is that name, obviously. And I was like, wow. I was like, wow. And everyone looked so good. So, and I was just excited for the whole event because I know our grade does get along. We have our moments, but all in all, we're a good grade. And we just, you know, we mix really well. And we had a lot of fun. Everyone danced. The teachers danced. Our principal, our headmaster danced. And there were some speeches. And it was just like an overall fun, you know, everyone just happy to be there evening. And obviously, I think more people were excited for the after party than the actual thing. And, you know, rightfully so. But also, the people who organized the entire thing and where we were. So, the grade 11s, this specific committee, are the ones who organized it for the matrix. And they did such a good job in just, like, making sure that everything was flowing and how everything worked. So, it was very, like, pleasant evening. And it was just a room full of love and just support for one another, which was really, really nice. And honestly, there were some people I talked to that Okay, let me just like find my words here. There were some people that I talked to, like the table I was at, that who I didn't know that they knew that I existed, if that made sense. Like this person next to me, we talked a little bit. And I knew about him, but we never, ever interacted in school. But the thing is that he is new to the school, but we're in the same class in, I think, bio, but we never talk to each other. You know, we've got, like, nothing to say to each other. That's kind of why. And then we sat next to each other, and then we talked, and I didn't know that he knew who I was. But I obviously knew who he was, but I didn't know that he knew who I was. And it was so weird, but we had a really nice conversation. We talked throughout the night, and even people who I kind of knew, but never had a conversation or never had anything to say to, well, we were like complimenting each other. It's like we were talking like we knew each other like really, really well, which I thought was really interesting. But it was nice to get to kind of form new kind of connections, because now we've had a conversation. I can at least maybe go back to school. Well, not that we're going to see each other all the time, because it's literally the end of the year. But now we can go to school and be like, hi, because we never greeted each other. These people that I know, we never greet each other. But now we were like dancing together on the dance floor. Everyone was talking to everyone. It was a blast. It was a joy. And the food was amazing, filling, amazing. And it was just a good night. And then people left for like the after party. But I didn't go to an after party. Look, let me talk about this for a second. A lot of people will be like, oh my gosh, why? Like, why? And I was like, guys, it's really not for me. It's really not for me. I'm just too awkward and socially anxious to be in a party environment, if that makes sense. So, like, imagine a party. The parties that I imagine is there's a DJ and everyone's just standing on the floor and kind of like unsing on the floor, like pumping their fists and just standing there with a drink. Like, to me, that's super awkward. And it can only be fun if you're really doing it with like close friends and not random people. And I guess to an extent, most people are drunk, I guess, when they do that. So obviously, I don't drink, personally. It's not for me. So I just thought me in that environment is just not it for me. It's not my scene. And I'd be too awkward to be there. Like, I'd just be standing there. And then, yeah, I don't know. You know? So I early on decided that I'm not going to go to an after party. And people were like, oh my gosh, you're so lame. Oh my gosh. And I was like, I don't care. I don't care. But it's fine. So yes, that's that. So what I did when I came back home, straight home, and I ate a piece of cake. Now, there's a Polaroid, which I will post. I took a Polaroid with me. I was on my bed, and I was eating a piece of cake. Yes, that's what I was doing. And I don't know why, but I was thinking about this Polaroid the whole night, because that's what I wanted to do. Just kind of like a parallel to see, like, this is what I'm doing after my farewell, and this is what other people are doing after the farewell. I'd say 80% of our grade went to an after party. There was like three in our area, but I was busy eating cake on my bed watching Pretty Little Liars and Winx Club. Other people were out partying till 3 a.m. Like, what sounds more fun to you? To me, a relaxing night at home on my bed eating a piece of cake while watching Pretty Little Liars and Winx Club. That's my kind of night, you know? So that's what I did when I came home. And when I came home, there were still so many people in my house. So family came, and there was just like a bunch of people here. And it was nice at the end, but I was extremely hungry and just wanted to eat. And my feet hurt. People were just like dancing. It was really nice. And did I write it on my phone? Because I didn't want to forget, especially for this episode. I said here, I love it when my family is together. I love doing things that bring my family together. If it means I have to do a farewell for that, then so be it. So it was nice to see my family together, because seldom, as I say, we are together in one area. And I have a large family, so to see some of them together, and we were dancing, having a fun time. It was like, I remember I had a moment where I was just like watching them, and it made my heart really, really happy. And I was like, this is amazing, because this what's happening right now rarely happens. So to kind of have it happen and experience it, it was a beautiful thing. So I really like soaked it up and took it in, and I really wanted to remember that. So yeah, we danced, everyone was dancing, it was fun, took more pictures, and then everyone left because it was load shedding. So yeah, all in all, good night. And then I wrote somewhere, I wanted to write this. Okay, so I was supposed to say this in the beginning, but I obviously forgot. But tracking back to the actual thing, to the beginning or like of the year, I really didn't care about this thing at all. Like, to me, it was one night, and I couldn't fully understand why so much effort and preparation went into one night. You know what I mean? So I was just like, no, it's not for me. And I say this without, you know, bashing anyone's feelings, but I really couldn't care less about the event. The event itself. Obviously, I'm very thankful and grateful for the committee's efforts to put it together and everyone, whatever. But this is what I wrote. I wrote this because I was like, this is how I feel. So, okay. To be honest, okay, I said matric farewell. To be honest, I couldn't care less about it. But in saying, I don't want to devalue the importance of the event/occasion to others. For example, to me, this event literally means nothing. I mean, sorry. I mean, it is a celebration of our grade, but still. But to others, this might mean everything. It might be the whole world, even though it's only one night, but still. That's why my preparation for this was horrible. So my preparation for this thing was really bad. It was very last minute. But as you can see, I didn't really care about the event, but I didn't want to kind of devalue the importance of the event to others. Because some people really went all out for this and they wanted to make it like extravagant and spend a lot of money on certain things, and they could do that, you know? So I didn't want to disrespect anyone, and just because I didn't care that much, I didn't want to disrespect anyone else's efforts, or, you know. So yeah, that's why I only started preparing like an hour a month before. So when that being said, I also wrote here, I said, oh yeah, everyone kept telling me that I finally look like a lady for the first time, whatever that's supposed to mean. And I said, hashtag low-key shade, hashtag low-key offensive. Yeah, that was kind of offensive. I think people being a little bit insensitive. Just because I don't wear makeup and dress up, does that make me not a woman or lady? You know, like, what do we define as a lady? Let's think about that for a second, and then we track back. And then I also said here, well, I think being who you are is more important than actually kind of, well, you know, I don't really believe in labels that much, but I don't say I don't believe it, but I just think that labels aren't really necessary. But if you want to have one, good for you, but I'm not, you know, instead of like just being a lady, I just think just be who you are, you know. Anyway, attention, another note, I said attention / getting attention is so awkward. Oh yes, because I had a lot of like, so no one, even me, hasn't seen me like dressed up a lot. So when I put makeup on, and I did my hair and I did my nails, everyone was like, oh my gosh. And I was getting a lot of attention from people being like, oh my gosh, you look amazing. You finally look like a lady and stuff like that. So, it was so awkward because I just like, I'm just like laughing and smiling the whole time. And I was like, this is the most awkward thing ever. And I don't know what to say. Like, you do? No, no, no. So yeah, that was extremely awkward. But you know what? We made it. I'm on the other side. I'm chilling. Because I said somewhere, it's like, I want it to be over. Not because it's like, but I just wanted this whole thing to be over. Because I just wanted to go back to my normal life. My normal life being at home, waking up, working out, going to the gym or something, going to tennis practice, coming back home, studying and just chilling and watching series and then repeat. Like, that's my day-to-day. Or record an episode or do something fun and creative. Like, that's my day-to-day activities when I'm not at school, you know? And I kind of wanted to get back into that because for the past, I want to say, 3 weeks or 2 weeks, my whole life has been, in a weird way, centered around this one night. Like, for example, on Monday, I'd go to, like, this dress-fitting thing and measurements and stuff like that. On Tuesday, I'd have to go, you know, see this platter thing, or I'd be at school. And it was just, a lot of what I was doing was centered around this event. Now that it's finally over, I can go back to my normal life. And I'm so happy about that. And yeah, I'm just really happy. Today feels like Saturday, but it's literally Friday, which is weird. Now, obviously in my house, there's like balloons in our garage, which is cool, but still, and there's like a random chair, but for the most part, it cleaned up really nicely, and I was so shocked, because look, there was so much food here. Like, there was so much food. And I was like, this food is not going to finish. You know what I mean? Like, there's way too much food. Literally got two whole platters of food. And I was like, there's no way this is going to finish. I come back from the night, it's all finished. And I was like, oh my gosh. But then I was like, okay, there was a lot of people here. Because even more people came. And I was like, okay, there's people here. So that made sense. And luckily they left me a piece of cake, which is what I was excited about. And yeah. So I think tomorrow, I think the balloons... Well, I don't know, what do you do with balloons? You know, like, they're just here. And then, what do I do? So you can't throw them away. Well, you can pop every single one of them and then throw them away. But that's a bit loud. So, but tomorrow, I want to go to the lifeguarding open day. I'm actually super excited about that, to be honest. I still have to ask my mom to take me. Because it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's up until 3 o'clock. So, it's just like 5 hours. But I'll ask her when I come back from tennis in the car. So, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, or however else you identify, or if you don't even identify at all, you know, just be you. Thank you for listening to me ramble about my matric farewell. I was really excited about this episode because, I don't know. I actually don't know, but I just was really excited. And I wanted it to get out as soon as possible, because this episode was actually going to come out on Monday, but I was like, no, I wanted to do it while it's still fresh in my mind, so to do it the day after seemed appropriate, and I've still got glitter, and okay, I was saying that the only thing that I will carry on doing, not every, all the time, but will carry on doing, is my nails. Now, I'm obsessed with these nails, but they're only just gel, they're not extension nails, so I can actually still do my dated activities, but I love them. I don't know, I just feel very, it's spiced up my life a little bit, and I'm obsessed with them. So the only thing that I will continue doing after this whole thing, not makeup, unless something arises, not hair, unless something arises, no, I love my natural hair, not hair, maybe dress up, but I will do my nails again. So, with that being said, I think I was saying this the whole time because I like to manifest stuff for my life to make it exciting. I was saying that I am never, ever, 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 or when I find something dreadful that's happening, like when I had to walk in heels, I was like, this is a nightmare and my feet hurt. Because I was genuinely concerned for my ankles, right? Like my ankle, I have really weak ankles because the amount of times I've probably torn ligaments is too much, and then I don't treat them properly, and then just get worse and worse. So my ankles are very unstable, stability wise not reliable at all. So I remember when I wore heels, I was like, I'm never doing this ever again, unless, or not even unless, when I get invited to the Met Gala. I know it's very ambitious, and what is the word? It's not ominous, but there's a word that people use all the time. I've seen, I think in the past 3 days, I've heard it like 5 times. Sorry, I don't think it's... Yeah. No, it's not ominous. It's not that word. Let me see. Let me just say ambitious. What's the thing for ambitious? Yeah, anyway, it's a very ambitious claim to make. Like, I'm definitely going to be at the Met Gala in who knows when. But I don't know, it just makes it exciting to think that... Anyway, I know it's dumb. I know. Don't judge me. But that's what I was saying. Like, I'm getting glammed up. And I was like, you know what? It's fine. Because I'm preparing for the Met Gala or for an award show or for, like, a fashion show or something like that. You know, I was just being... living my fantasy a little bit, being like, it's okay, this will all be worth it when I go to the Met, when I go to the Met, or when I go to Paris Fashion Week, so it's fine, we're just getting ready for that, but yeah, I know, that sounds a bit like, oh my gosh, this girl, you're probably judging me really hard right now, and I get it, you know, but it doesn't hurt to kind of fantasize a little bit and have a bit of a moment where, you know, there's a possibility that I could be there. Anyway, with that being said, I think, Is it New York Fashion Week at the moment? Yeah. It's New York Fashion Week because I saw like a Dior show somewhere and a lot. So that's pretty cool. But with that being said, I think that's it. I have to be in tennis in half an hour. So I'm going to go eat an orange that I put in the fridge. And then I'm going to get dressed and kind of leave. So with that being said, thank you for listening to me ramble about my farewell once again. And for sticking with me, you know. So if you've made it thus far in the episode, I mean, need I say it? You already know. You're a real one. I appreciate you. I'm so thankful for you. And I'm forever, forever grateful for you. And I love you so, so much. More than you can ever know. And I will see you on Monday. No, wait, I'm not going to make promises, but there's an episode next week and I'm excited for it, as I am for every single episode. So with that being said, mwah, mwah, hugs and kisses all around, always. And I will see you. When will I see you again? Oh, I remember. Sorry. And I will see you on the next one. Bye. Bye. Oh my gosh.